Welcome to Good Company for Wednesday, April 20th, and we talk about mistaken identities, plans that are good for your health and your home, and some words of wisdom. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. Listening to Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and today we are going to talk about mistaken identities. Dun, dun, dun! I'm pretty dramatic today, I don't know why, but I often get mistaken for a couple of actresses, Rosario Dawson being one of them, which I can kind of see. In fact, I got a message the other day from a friend saying, I was watching a movie and I thought you were in it, and then I realized it was Rosario Dawson. And then I was like, I guess we're not very good friends that you'd think that she's I. We're not the same person. Oh, goodness. Anyway, I chuckled. And actually, I'm flattered. I think she's very beautiful. So there you go. Putting that out there. But have you ever been mistaken for somebody? Maybe famous, maybe otherwise. Maybe you've got some fun or embarrassing stories of you identifying somebody incorrectly. So let me know. Send me your stories. 905-338-1250. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. It's Holly Taylor. Brand new episode of Why Me Project as they kick off, I guess in theory, year six. Celebrating their fifth anniversary yesterday. And yes, by we and them, I mean me and Johnny. A little side project that we have thanks to Faith Strong today. So today our episode is with an author, and she's also involved in the Alberta film industry, Sydney Trenholm. So check out her story and her Why Me moments wherever you get your podcast. Download, rate, review, subscribe. Just look for Why Me Project. It's Holly Taylor. We're talking about mistaken identity, whether you were the one that was mistaken for somebody else, or maybe you thought someone was someone, and then you're like, hey, so-and-so, and then they're like, sorry, I don't know you. That's happened to me. I was actually at a store, and someone was like, hey, Angela, how's it going? I just look around, and I realize, oh, that person thinks I'm Angela. So I was like, sorry, I'm not her. I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. So it was kind of awkward for them. I found it funny. We chuckled and then parted ways. I got a great message here at 905-338-1250 from Tim. He said he's at the mall, and he stopped to look at something, and he thought his wife was right next to him. And then just went and put his arm around his wife, who was next to him, and then like this abruptly this person threw his arm down, and he looked, and it wasn't his wife. His wife had moved on. He had stayed. Somebody took her place, and the rest is history. So Tim, thank you for sharing your story today. I can imagine that would have been a little embarrassing. Okay, a lot embarrassing. If you've got some stories of mistaking someone for someone else, let me know. Message here. This is from Sarah. She says she always gets mistaken for other people, never herself. So yeah, I guess, Sarah, you and I just have familiar faces. We just, maybe we're friendly. I don't know, but I totally understand where you're coming from. But it's kind of funny. Just, we remind people of other people, and hopefully it's people that they like. All right, send in more of your stories. Text them in, 905-338-1250. Catch us on demand in podcast form or streaming. So if you miss something, you can always re-listen to it. For the podcast, just go to your favorite podcast platform and look for Good Company. I'm Holly Taylor. We're going to talk plants right now because plants are really good at A, calming people. They're a great starter if you're trying to think of, I want to have a dog, I want to have a cat. They say start with a plant. Even though, honestly, a plant's not going to curl up on your lap. A pet, you're going to remember that they're there. I always forget about my house plants. However, having some house plants around, three specifically, will help not just create more green spaces in your living room or wherever the plants are, but they actually help reduce air pollutants by up to 20%. So for some people with allergies, getting certain kinds of plants will actually help them. Often we think, oh, you've got allergies, maybe get rid of the plants, get rid of this, get rid of that, trying to decrease some of the allergens in the air, but some plants will clean the air for you and hopefully help you breathe a little bit better. And these plants actually look pretty beautiful. One of the plants is a fern arum, and it has a nice green leaf. It's very almost like a waxy leaf. It's gorgeous. I love that. Another kind of plant, a peace lily. That just sounds not just peaceful, but also something that would clean your air. And they're beautiful. So a couple of plants there to add into your already growing garden. And then a corn plant. They got a bigger leafy leaf, but the like where the buds are just kind of looks a little homely. However, you know what? Any plant's a good plant if they're going to be helping the air and the environment. So those are three plants that you can add into your house to get rid of some of the air pollutants and hopefully breathe better and sleep better and be able to relax a little bit more, having some greenery in your space. I'm Holly Taylor. Check out faithstrongtoday.com. That is our sister ministry. It's a great site for you if you want to take a look at some articles that will hopefully encourage and inspire you. All the podcasts that we have are hosted there, like Grow in the Go, Why Me Project, also Between the Grooves, which has some new voices in it. So definitely check that out with James Curtis and special guests. So there's a lot of really cool things to check out there at faithstrongtoday.com. I'm Holly Taylor, and I love that. God is absolutely with us every step of the way, and he just loves us so much. I mean, coming out of Easter long weekend, such a great reminder about what Jesus did for us, to die for our sins. But for this Wednesday, I thought, let's do some words of wisdom. It's been a while since we've done that, and this is from Anonymous. Hopefully it encourages you. It says, a meaningful life is not about being rich, being popular, being highly educated, or even being perfect. It is about being real, being humble, being strong, and being able to share ourselves and touch the lives of others. I love this so much, because don't you just feel alive when you step outside of your comfort zone and you help somebody? It's just like we're so used to being in that same old rhythm and routine, but when we can break it up, it just makes you feel alive, and it makes you feel like maybe I was here for that reason, to help that person. It brings an extra level of meaning. So I want to encourage you today. We've got our words of wisdom, but maybe today can be a random act of kindness day where you just can encourage somebody and step outside the everyday. Just be real. Share a little bit of yourselves with someone else to touch their life. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you again right here on Good Company tomorrow.